Something I want to do here in our remaining time in this segment, what we've tried to do from time to time, we've had a number of, I don't want to say bits necessarily, because that sounds hacky, but segments, whatever you want to call it, over the course of the FDH Lounge Show, on the occasion of our third anniversary program here tonight, I would like to introduce a new one that we haven't done previously, this being the FDH Spotlight website of the week here. And as with other segments, it's not something we're going to necessarily hit every week, but we'll hit it from time to time here tonight. We are starting out by spotlighting an excellent and fun website, and all of these are going to be fun in various different ways. This is one, and I think a fall over funny kind of a way. This is whyyourfat.com, and that's spelled without any apostrophes. This is whyyourfat.com. You need to check this out here. It's got, for a number of things here, pictures and then brief descriptions of the things on here. And I'm seeing some new ones that have come up relatively recently here. Here's a good example. It's a fun thing because people are basically more or less trying to top one another with this. The Morning Glory, sausage, egg, and cheese sandwiched inside a glazed cinnamon roll. So that sounds appetizing, I'm like.
Absolutely not. Ugh.
There's so many good ones here. How about bacon caramel corn? That sound like something you'd like to do?
I'd try it.
Okay. Let's see. The Rod Jeremy, two thick slices of bologna stuffed with Swiss and American cheese, beer battered and deep fried.
Oh, my God. Who thinks of this stuff?
I don't know. I have no idea. The Cheesy Wiener, bacon wrapped hot
dog. I like
dog.
How we went from Ed Randall to the Cheesy Wiener, by the way. That is a
good segue.
It's a
good segue.
It's
a great segue.
We just got our next promo there, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great segue right there.
Yeah, exactly. Bacon wrapped hot dog topped with a pork sausage cheese dip and diced jalapenos.
I hate to say it, but that kind of sounds good without the jalapenos.
Dude, you're not looking at the picture, yeah. Man. It looks nasty.
Picture looks pretty gnarly. Spam wontons, mushrooms stuffed with spam, mayo, and garlic, wrapped in a wonton skin and deep fried. French toast cupcake with maple frosting and bacon. That's kind of an interesting.
I'm in.
I'd try that one.
That one,
yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm all in. Where's my local IHOP?
Yeah. Deep-fried Reuben balls, corned beef, sauerkraut,
that is
Swiss
my
cheese,
lingo.
And Russian dressing encased in breadcrumbs battered and deep-fried. Down with that?
I'd scarf down a bunch of those.
Here's one of my favorites, the double coronary burger. You got to wait for it on the last part here, the topper. It's a burger topped with 5 slices of bacon, 4 slices of cheese, 2 fried eggs, mayo, lettuce, tomato, and onion between, and here's what the buns are, 2 grilled cheese sandwiches.
Wow.
That is pretty awesome. I think I want to try
buns.
One.
speaking of buns, Junior's Latke sandwich, beef brisket sandwich with latkes as buns. I love the creativity. The icing cono, bottom layer of brownies, topped by a layer of chocolate cake and a layer of red velvet cake, smothered in Oreos, mixed with frosting, Rice Krispies, marshmallow fluff, meringue, and chocolate pudding.
Can I just tell you, I'm looking at the website. I so want a piece of this chocolate peanut butter Reese's cake that it's not even funny.
Yeah, dude, I've heard good things about those, too. They're selling those at fairs and stuff now.
They
look delicious.
There's things. There actually was like something mainstream that I saw on here. Somebody put a thing on here, a Monte Cristo sandwich with syrup. I'm like, I had that in a restaurant once. That shouldn't be on this website. This is supposed to be for the most extreme of the extreme. Deviled corn dogs, corn dog hot dogs pureed with cheese, mayonnaise, and tater tots, then rebaked inside a corn dog shell. Let's see. Chocolate-covered bacon maple donut bar. How about that?
I'd try it.
Deep-fried manicotti dogs, chopped and fried hot dogs, sautéed onions, slopped with super cheesy rice and stuffed into manicotti pasta tubes, breaded and deep-fried.
No, thank you.
Chipwich on a stick, ice cream dipped in chocolate, rolled in sprinkles and peanuts, sandwiched between 2 fresh waffles and served on a stick. Hot apple bacon turnovers with icing. Bagel bite burgers, mini burgers with bagel bites for buns. Let's see. And the sweet pea potato pie. Sweet potato pie topped with marshmallow peeps. That's a fun one.
And the Thanksgiving leftover sandwich.
Yes! And you know what, Brian? I'm calling foul on this one.
That looks like something after I ate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
That is awful.
Scooped out of the turlet. I'm calling foul on this because there's no way somebody had all this stuff for Thanksgiving dinner, okay? Some of these ones I see. Leftover turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy, corn, cranberry sauce, mac and cheese, spinach balls, Puerto Rican rice, Brussels sprouts, pearl onions, bacon, ravioli, and White Castle hamburgers. Who has White Castle hamburgers?
That's why they had enough left over to make a whole sandwich.
Yeah, inside a foot-long bun. I mean, that's Thanksgiving leftovers plus.
That is something that I'm not buying for $5 at Subway.
Right. Oh, here's a great one. Picnic popsicles, bacon cheeseburger chunks, ketchup, mustard, and onion frozen in strawberry Kool-Aid. Would you eat that, Mike?
No. I don't even know who thinks of this.
I know.
Look at the next one, though.
The smortuary. One layer of marshmallows, a layer of Reese's peanut butter cups, another layer of marshmallows sandwiched between two s'mores Pop-Tarts topped in chocolate sauce.
I'm in. I'm 100% in. I'm going to be sick the next day, but I'm
in.
So
You're
in.
Putting your chips in the middle of the table.
That,
just
looked, like
Jim Fossil.
That looked like that dish from Elf, that movie Elf, where he's just like mashing it all together.
Butter beer, ale boiled with butter, sugar, and egg yolk, and topped with whipped cream and nutmeg.
Why would you want to ruin a perfectly good beer?
I don't know.
What the heck?
This one here.
Give me a Christmas ale and call it a day.
The body bag. Three hamburger patties, ham, salami, capicola, pepperoni, provolone, American cheese, two eggs, french fries, coleslaw, and hot sauce on a whole loaf of Italian bread. I don't like 9/10 of that stuff. It's unbelievable. All right, the last one here before we get to our guest, who I think we're probably grossing out while she's on the phone line here. Eggs Benedict poutine, french fries, brown gravy, and cheese curds topped with a poached egg, bacon, and hollandaise sauce.
There is nothing that looks even close to appetizing about that picture.
I know. This is you can't tell me somebody ate that stuff. Just like some of this other stuff.
Just looking at these pictures, I don't think I'm going to eat for a week.
Exactly. You know what? Ironically, in that way, we are promoting weight loss. It's our FDH Lounge Spotlight website of the week. This is whyyourefat.com. Go check it out. The link is there on the rundown page. And again.
Okay, one more. Just because this is completely ridiculous.
You call it. You know, what
spaghetti
what do you
and meatball
talk about?
Loaf. Spaghetti, meatballs, and garlic butter bread. Baked inside a loaf of bread. They hold out a loaf of bread and put spaghetti and meatballs inside the bread. And we wonder why Americans are fat and they make the seats on the planes bigger.
You know what? And I'm going to cheat just one more. Bacon wrapped, pigs in a blanket, wrapped in bacon.
You know what? I'll take a dozen of them, please.
You know what? I'm just your average, ordinary guy. There is no such thing as redundancy when it comes to bacon,
yeah.
Okay? I will take anything as long as it's got bacon on it.